Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're continuing on with our series on how to walk in divine health. And this time we're talking about how the angels can have effects on your ability to walk in divine health. These guys are great, great beings of great grandeur that can really do some wonderful things for you, but you got to learn how to put them to work for you. It's amazing that if you don't know you have these wonderful beings to protect you, how that you can miss a lot of things in life. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you, Lord, for your word, for these wonderful things that are in your word, and I ask you to bless it today as we read it and study it. I ask you to reveal your word to us and who we are and who these angels are, and how wonderful they are, and how you've sent them to help us. Reveal this to us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, in Luke 12, verse 8, it says, Jesus said, I say unto whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. Now this is Jesus talking. If he said that you can do these things, you better believe it, because that's exactly what he means. The thing I've come to understand about God's word, we read it and we read it like a novel, and we don't believe he means what he says. But he most definitely wrote this book as an owner's manual to you and I, and everything he says in this book he means, literally. He means it. You can believe it. So, Jesus said to put the angels to work for you. Well, how do you put the angels to work for you? Let's see what Jesus said here. We go to John 1:14, and he says in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So if you are confessing the word to someone, you are confessing Jesus to them. Now, Jesus clearly said that if you will confess me, you know, then I will confess you. If you will not confess me, I will not confess you. Well, how do you confess Jesus? Well, he's the word. So if you're talking to someone about the word of God, then you're confessing Jesus to man. And if you're willing to talk to him and confess him, then he will confess you before the angels of God. And if you do, the angels will help you. It says here that in John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So in Psalm 103, verse 20 says, bless the Lord and his angels, and who excel in strength, who do his word. Psalms 103, verse 20, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all of you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now then, if these guys heed the voice of God's word, these angels, how does his word get voiced in the earth today? How does this happen? It comes out of your mouth as you speak God's word in the earth, for the angels will heed or do his commandments as you speak his word today. So if you're not talking God's word, if you're talking trash, then talking about the weather, or talking about your favorite football game or basketball game or whatever, if you're not confessing the word of God, then you're not confessing Jesus. But if you're talking about the word, quoting the word, then the angels of God will hearken to that word, and they will do great and wonderful things for you. Now, again, Psalm 103, verse 20, in another translation, It says, bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Again, these angels hearken to the voice of his word, and his word, as his word is spoken in the earth today, you will speak it out of your mouth as you've hidden the word of God in your heart. It will come out of your mouth, and those angels, those magnificent beings of grandeur, they will hearken or heed the words that you speak that are God's word, and it will put them to work for you. So when you learn these great, exceeding precious promises that you can call on during the course of your day as you worship and praise the Lord, one of the things I've learned that calls angels to hover around you and protect you is when you're speaking God's word, worshiping and praising the King. I can just see it now. Somebody's out there working, and they just, maybe even they get hurt or something, you know, maybe they mash a finger or something, whatever you're doing. And they jump up and speak, and they were to speak something like, hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, I can just see those angels said, somebody's worshiping the King. And they look up and it's you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They just hover in closer to you because they're there where the word of God is being spoken and Jesus is being praised. Now, how do they do his commandments? How do the angels do this? By listening to God's word being spoken in the earth by his children. They actually work to make God's word come to pass in your life. Now, if you don't give voice to God's word in the earth, then the angels have no voice to hearken to or they are to respond to. This is where most of us miss it. We do not speak much of God's word, or we speak mostly negative things, and the angels only respond to God's word. Now, if you're always talking negative things, I mean, if everything that comes out of your mouth, oh, goodness gracious alive, I guess I'll get hurt. I'll give you an example right here. There was a lady, used to be in my church a lot. She was an elderly lady at the time. She said, I was driving my car off down the freeway one day, and I decided to pull off to go somewhere. And she said, just as I pulled off the off-ramp, my car stopped running. And she said, I looked down at the instruments, and I was out of gas. The gas gauge was sitting on zero. She said, my first thought was, oh, goodness gracious, somebody will probably come along and hit me in the back end sitting here on this off-ramp. Then she thought, Lord, these great and exceeding precious promises you've given me in your word, Father, in Jesus' name, I need an angel to come by and help me. And she said, Lord, thank you. She said, I hadn't much more got those words out of my mouth. A white wrecker pulled off of that off-ramp, pulled right around me, pulled in front of me, backed up in front of me, and a man with a white suit got out, waved at me, put the hooks under the front of my car, didn't say a word to me, didn't ask me where I was going, didn't ask me who I was, picked the front end of my car up, pulled me down to the intersection, around the corner, into the first gas station, and put me right in front of a pump, stopped, let my car down, unhooked it, waved at me again, and got in the car and drove off. I got in his white truck and drove off. She said, I was dumbfounded. But he put her right where she needed. What did she do? She took one of those great and precious promises in God's word. She worshiped the King, praised him, reminded him that she was his daughter, and then she stood on one of these great promises, like, for instance, John 14:13, where the Lord says, ask the Father in my name anything, and he will do it for you. Anything. So she asked the Father in the name of Jesus to send her an angel to help her. And immediately that white wrecker was there without a word being spoken. Picked her up, pulled her around the corner, set her down in front of a gas pump, and unhooked and pulled off and left her. Now, isn't that amazing how these... She said, I was amazed. Well, she shouldn't have been. She should have expected that as a daughter of the King. We should expect the Lord to do what he said he would do. I mean, if he said it, he wants to help us. So you want to set these big boys in motion for you? Call on the Lord. Now, what he wants you to do, he wants you to be an obedient son or daughter walking into true faith and love. As you walk in love, you keep his commandments. And as you quote his word, you call these angels on the scene. And that's exactly what she did. Now then, in verse 21 here, it says, "Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." Now these are his angels. Who are these ministers of his? They are the angels. And what do they do? The word says they do his pleasure. And that is to fulfill his word in the earth. That's God's pleasure. Now, verse 22, it says, "Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." If we will speak those kind of things, if we will go around quoting the Psalms, hide these things in your heart. Just go around blessing God, quoting these wonderful things and blessing the Lord. And again, here in Psalm 104, verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty." Now then, "Who sayest, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain." You know, that's something we can't even fathom. To think that God, in his infinite power and greatness, spoke not only the world that we live on into existence, but he spoke the cosmos into existence, the stars and everything. He made them by faith, the sun, the moon, the heavens that are out there. You and I can't even fathom these things. In fact, when I think about the greatness of God and how God has made this, first of all, I know that this is very simple to some people, but some people have no knowledge of this. But here we have this magnificent world that's about 72 to 7,500 miles straight through it, and it's spinning. Now, God put this thing out here in motion. He spoke it, and it came to existence as a ball, and it's such a beautiful, precise ball. It's perfectly round. Perfect. In fact, when I went to engineering school, we were told that the finest ball bearing that we could manufacture today, the slickest thing we could make, if we could take one the size of a quarter, which would feel perfectly slick.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.